Hello, Violetta. This is Michael Criswell. Please forgive me, sister, if I'm mispronouncing your name. I just wanted to send you a quick hello and a quick greeting from a brother to a sister and tell you, praise God. Praise God that you're clinging to the Father in faith. Praise God that you're seeking for light in the dark and that you're trusting Him. And praise God that He guided and directed you to the story. Oh, sister, I have so many stories I could tell you about how God has guided people at just the right time to that story, that the devil fought me with devils of hell coming at me to prevent me from telling that story. And so many people have told me these amazing stories about how at just the right time, I mean, suicides prevented, just amazing things have happened. And I've been able to look back now, Violetta, and see that when the Father guides people to the story, it's Him trying to reach through. He's trying to reach through and breathe life and encouragement and guidance and direction into the heart of a saint He loves. And it's amazing to see God's mercy work like this. And we have such a vital role to play in our faith, to trust God and to not doubt in the darkness what He spoke to us in the light and to endure with the perseverance of Christ. And yet, the grace of God is such that if we humble ourselves, then God gives us more grace. And He gives grace to the humble and He opposes the proud and He reaches down even when we can't do it and He helps us. Violetta, I really believe the Lord wants you to hear Hebrews 10:35. I believe this is the scripture the Lord laid upon my heart as I prayed and asked for bread from heaven for you. And Hebrews 10:35 says, "So do not throw away your confidence." You've had great confidence in the Lord and in His plans for your life and in His presence in your life. And darkness can cause you to forget the promises that the Father has made to you and the desires that He has for you. Okay? But Hebrews 10:35 says to us, let us not throw away our confidence. It will be richly rewarded. He says we need to persevere so that after we have done the will of God, we will receive what He promised. Sister, I had so many days where I wanted to quit and throw in the towel. There were many days where I would have to say that in this, it almost doesn't matter. I don't like telling the number of days because then people start to compare and they get freaked out if they had 50 days and I only had a dozen or so forth. But the point of the matter is that there were many times when I said to the Father, Lord, I'm not going to make it if you don't get me through today. Now, the day that you heard in that story, that was the worst day. There was 2 days like that, 2 weeks apart, 15 days. They were the worst moments I've had. But shortly after those moments, I apologized to the Father for getting angry at Him, and I ran to Him. And if you notice that the mistake that I didn't make that so many Christians make is they, when they get in this fiery battle, they run away from God rather than to Him, or they go talk about God to somebody rather than talking to Him. And I ran to Daddy, and I said, Daddy, help me, I'm hurting. I don't understand. Help me. Oh, and sister, I can't even begin to tell you how amazed I am. Every day I receive emails from people around the world. I mean, just amazing, if you could imagine. And who am I? I was the guy walking down a sidewalk 4 years ago, crying my eyes out, going, God, if you don't get me through today, I'm going to quit. I can't do this, Lord. I can't keep being ground into nothing. Isaiah 53:10, it pleases God to crush Jesus Christ, and it pleases Him. Oh, and it pleased Him to crush me, and I'm so thankful. Oh, I am so thankful that He crushed me, sister. And He crushes those He loves. Hebrews 12, He disciplines those and we are to endure hardship as discipline. He disciplines those who are truly sons and truly daughters. And if you're not disciplined, it says you're illegitimate. So I praise God that He's disciplining you. I praise God that He's tempering you as a blacksmith tempers steel, and He's putting you into the fire and into the water and into the fire. Sister, you have to hold on. God throws on the scrap heap those who will not take the tempering. It's Luke 8:13. The seed that falls amongst the rocks stands for those who hear the word at once and receive it at joy, but they only last a short while because they have no root. When the time of testing comes, they quickly fall away. God tests the righteous. He tests all of us. The Bible says we must all be salted with fire. We must all be salted with fire. You're made salty through fire. You have to hold on. Dear sister, you hold on and you keep your eyes on Him. I want to tell you, Hebrews 12:2 was the secret that the Father taught me. I'll never forget those days. Oh, I'm walking down the sidewalk and I say, God, I can't make it through today, Lord. Please help me. Just get me through today, Lord. If you don't get me through today, I'm going to quit. And the Lord would remind me of Hebrews 12:2. Let us fix our eyes, fixate our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. Jesus was looking through the cross. There's joy on the other side of that. Why? Because on the other side of crucifixion is resurrection. Jesus endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And one day, sister, that day God gave me that verse as I was meditating upon it. The Holy Spirit spoke these words to me. And they're true for all of us. They're true for you. He says to me, Michael, if you quit on your cross, because I was crying out, Daddy, I want to quit. Oh, I was being so tempted to quit. Sister, the devil was right there breathing on my neck. You can't believe some of the things that I felt. Hundreds of people now are being touched all around the world. Maybe thousands, but hundreds contact me. I know over time it's been a few thousand, but imagine this, the devil's right there breathing down my neck. All kinds of lies, tempting me to quit, tempting me to break, tempting me to give up, tempting me to stop persevering, tempting me to look at the wind and the waves like Peter so that I would sink rather than looking at Jesus Christ. And God said to me, Michael, if you quit, this is all He said to me. He didn't say to me, don't quit, son. No, He just said to me this. If you quit, I have a choice. John 7:17. If anyone chooses to do God's will, Jesus Christ says, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Jesus says you'll have a spiritual experience. You will know beyond paper faith. You'll have a living, breathing faith with weight. You will know. And now I know. And God said to me that day, Michael, if you quit on your cross, it will shame you. Oh, days were dark. I lost my dignity. I was misunderstood. I was rejected. I was slandered. I was cast aside. People said to me, surely God has forsaken me. Surely I have been deceived by devils. I mean, they said everything to me. My whole entire family, everybody turned away from me. I'm sure there's been moments even when my own children, the Bible says that parents are the pride of their children. And I said, not me. What's there to take pride in? I'm crushed. I'm ruined. And God said, but if you will endure your cross, you will shame it. And I got it. God was telling me, yes, Michael, it looks like you've been defeated now. It looks like you have been forsaken by God. It looks like you have lost. It looks like you have failed. It looks like you have been smitten by me and cast off. It looks like you've misheard me. Michael, you're being shamed now, but son, if you will endure this cross and you'll just keep hanging in there, keeping your eyes upon me, the day will come when you will shame it. Oh, sister, that day has come. That day has come. And your day is coming too. You have to endure the darkness. You have to cling to Isaiah 50, 10 through 11. Who is the one who fears the Lord and obeys the word of His servant? Let him who walks in darkness and who has no light learn to trust in and rely upon the name of the Lord. But all of you who light fires for yourselves and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light and the spark of your fires. This is what you will receive from me. You will lie down in torment. See, God brings you into a period of darkness to test you. God brings you, Deuteronomy 8, into the desert and into the wilderness. He humbles you, causing you to be hungry in all ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. He humbles you, sister, causing you to hunger. Testing your heart to see if you will obey Him. teaching you that man does not live on physical bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We all have to go through the wilderness. We all have to go through a desert experience. And this is where God proves our faith. And I tell you, it is the greatest gift in all the world, sister. Strong faith. This is the faith that overcomes the world. This is the faith that results in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. This is the faith that makes us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And you cling to faith by keeping your eyes upon Him and remembering what He's already done in your life, sister. He's already shown you that He's with you. He's already shown you that He loves you. He's already shown you that He's with you. He's already shown you that He desires for you to seek Him more and with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Sister, He wants you to be diligent about diligently learning and obeying His teachings. You know, we are missing first base in Christianity today. We get so busy chasing the Spirit and chasing this and chasing that and chasing this experience and chasing this false teaching and this prophet and this answer and following men. We forget. The Bible says we've received an anointing, the Holy Spirit. 1 John says we don't need any man to teach us, for the anointing we received will teach us, and it is not counterfeit. It is a real anointing. And Jesus wants you to climb up in His lap and relearn to follow His teachings. John 14, 21, whoever has and obeys My commands, he is the one who loves Me. And My Father will love the one who loves Me, and I too will love him and show Myself. King James says manifest. This is what has happened to me. The Father speaks to me and guides me and directs me. And before I make recordings like this, I don't even know a human being. I've never spoken to them before. And the Father will give me utterance. He will give me scriptures that speak exactly to that person. And they'll say, you won't believe this. And they give me all kinds of examples. This is the Father wanting to speak. He's manifesting Himself through me. This isn't Michael Criswell. It's the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. He says, if anyone loves Me, he'll obey My commands. If anyone does not love Me, he will not obey My commands. And Jesus even says that if anyone loves Me, My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14, 23. So sister, I just want to encourage you. You found the story. Let me tell you, the story is just the start. If you watch my story, you'll be inspired for maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 days. But the devil will be right back to haunt you with circumstances. And the devil's going to come right around the corner and get you to put your eyes back on what you do not have rather than on who is the possessor of all that you need, the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to redirect your focus to the wind and the waves so that you will in fear begin to sink. And Jesus will have to look at you and say, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? He understands that we do. He knows we're weak. He knows we are but babes and children. But God is looking for those who will trust Him in the darkness. God looks for those who will be more than conquerors in Christ. Jesus Christ is looking for a remnant. In Luke 18, 8, He says, but when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? Sister, be one of those. Let the world go to hell in a handbasket or on a rocket ship if it so wishes to. But you be one of the overcomers in these terrible days. 2 Timothy 3:3 says, you and I are living in the worst times to live to be a Christian. Your family, your friends, your co-workers, people you love will turn against you. The more you follow and obey Christ Jesus, the more you will suffer persecution. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Sister, I want to plead with you to be very diligent. The one thing the Lord showed me, the first thing that the Lord began to teach me about was obedience. He showed me Psalm 119 over and over and over and over and over. And I read it and meditated on it, and the desire to obey began to flood into my heart. I want to encourage you that this is the secret, is obedience. I could say all kinds of scriptures, Luke 6:46, Luke 8:21, John 8:51, Matthew 7:21 through 24, John 15:1 through 5, John 14:21 through 23, Hebrews 5:8, although he was a son, he learned obedience by what he suffered. And once he became perfect, he became the source of eternal life to all who obey him. Acts 5:27, the Holy Spirit testifies to this, whom is given to those who obey him. It's about obedience. If anyone says he loves him and does not do what he commands, he is a liar and the truth is not in him. So obedience is the secret. 1 John 5:4, this is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. So sister, God led me back to the teachings of Christ from this watered down Christianity age that we're living in. And that's when God began to show up and manifest in my life. Amazing. I could tell you so many stories. There's too many to tell. And who am I? I'm nobody, sister. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not affiliated with any church. I'm not affiliated with a denomination. I'm not affiliated with a ministry. I'm just a brother in Christ. I'm just a guy who tried to live his life apart from the Lord and messed it up. And then I just said, Daddy, I need help. I want to learn your way of life. And he gave me the insight. He gave me understanding. I'm in my seventh year, sister, since I fully surrendered on October 30th of 2009. On October 30th of 2016, this year, I will have completed my seventh year. This year, my seventh year, has been the most blessed year of my entire life. God has made himself available to me by the Spirit in ways I never had before. In our ministry, God begins to give me words for people, an insight into what they need to hear from the Father, this prophetic gift of foretelling God's heart. And people are touched and moved, and lives are being surrendered and changed, and people are truly taking God seriously. This world is so intoxicating, and it lures Christians away. So I want to encourage you to take the John 7:17 challenge. I spent 2 years writing it. And I'm almost finished with the full online and audio version of it. And you can do it for free, sister. You do not have to buy the book. I wrote it in a book, and I originally was going to do it for free. And the Lord gave me permission to sell hard copies of the book to those who want it. But it's available for free. You don't have to buy anything. All on my website, relentlessheart.com. And you just click the challenge button. I'm about 15 videos away from having completed the 90-day challenge. And then there's a 22-day introduction that you start with it. And I want you to encourage to get in that. It's all of the actionable teachings, the 113 primary actionable teachings of Jesus Christ, along with stories from my own life of walking out with Jesus and how I failed, how God dealt with me along the way, and then how I finally found victory in these things. God has been so gracious to me, but not for me, for others. What he has done for me has been primarily to draw other men to himself. Never forget, what he'll do for me, he will do for you. Maybe not in the exact set of circumstances, in the exact same way or time, but God is not a God of favoritisms. He loves those who love him. He is near those who come near to him. He honors those who honor him. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found by you, he tells Jeremiah. He tells King Asa, I am with you when you are with me. If you forsake me, I will forsake you. And so get with him, stay with him, cling to him, don't look back. Whoever puts their hand to the plow and turns and looks back is not fit for service in the kingdom of God. Only go forward, keep your eyes up and forward. And in the darkness, trust that Father is still working, even though you can't sense his presence, even though you don't discern that he's with you. He is. He's testing you. He's refining you. He's growing you up. And when the fire gets hot, he will be in there with you. Psalm 66 verses 10 through 12 is the only path to spiritual abundance. It's the only path. Oh God, you tested us. You refined us like silver. How is silver refined? Heat, fire. Oh God, you tested us. You refined us as silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our back. Oppressive circumstances, oppressive situations, loss of freedom. You let men ride over our heads. Evil people did difficult, hurtful things. You brought us into the fire and into the water. As an iron worker, he forges and tempers steel. God tempers and forges you. And he looks to see, will you break or will you hold up under the strength? And the strength that you can have comes through humility and depending upon Jesus Christ. And with Jesus Christ on your side, you can overcome all things. Nothing is impossible for him who believes. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. If God be for me, who can possibly be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I mean, the words are so clear. Nobody can overcome. Nobody can take you out of Christ's hands except for you through unbelief. Continue to endure. Continue to persevere. Get in those teachings of Jesus Christ. I'd also like to make one other recommendation to you, sister. One of my subscribers recently reconnected to me to an old classic that I had kind of skimmed years ago called Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. I highly, highly encourage that you get in that book. This is a truly anointed work of God 300 years ago written by John Bunyan, a man who was in prison for 12 years for his refusal to stop preaching the gospel. And it's amazing what God did to speak the journey and give him an illustration, an allegory of what the Christian faith looks like and all the obstacles on the way on the straight and narrow. You'll be so blessed and encouraged. You'll identify with it along the way. And sister, I thank you for reaching out, and may God bless you, Father. Daddy, I just thank you for this sister, and I thank you, God, for strengthening her through the story. Oh, Lord God, may you continue to have your way in her heart. May she continue to open her heart, open her hands, open her soul to you, Father, and give you her whole heart. Oh God, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiving us of our ignorance, Lord, forgiving us of our weakness. My Father, I just pray that you fill her with all spiritual wisdom and understanding, God, that you continue to reveal yourself and your will to her, that you continue to show her that you are indeed with her, that you have plans for her, Lord God, good plans that will echo in eternity forever. Father, help her to know you more and to know who she is in you, Father, a precious, beloved daughter of the King. Oh, Father, thank you so much for saving her. Thank you so much for opening her eyes to see. Thank you so much for sustaining her in the darkness, Daddy. You're such a good Father. You're such a good, good Father, and we praise you for it, Lord. I pray she never forgets, Lord, in the darkness, what you've spoken to her in the light. There'll be difficult days ahead, God. Thank you for training her and teaching her how to redirect her focus, how to redirect her focus, how to redirect her focus. We love you and thank you and praise you, Father. May you give her the perseverance of Christ. May you be faithful, Father, as your word says you are, to strengthen and protect her against every evil attack. And God, help her to rest in your sovereign, amazing control over the universe and over the lives of those who love you. Help her to understand, Lord, that nothing can touch her except that which you have allowed. And God, anything or anyone that tries to interfere, God, she can rest in your justice. You are faithful and just, and you will trouble those who have troubled us. And God, you will turn everything in her life around for her good and for your glory. Oh God, help her to see. Help her to see, Lord, that you are her one great circumstance. All other circumstances, whether good, bad, or indifferent, are the better circumstances because they're either allowed by you or they're directly caused by you. Even the evils, God. None of the evil things that have been said to her, done to her, Father, are a surprise to you. You've allowed every one of them, just as you were pleased to allow Jesus Christ to be slandered, to be rejected, to be smitten, to be downcast. You, God, allow that in us. Your word to us is that if we are children of God, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs of Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, if we share in his sufferings, that we may also share in his glory. My God, I pray that she puts her eyes on the opportunity that's available for her at the finish line if she endures and she becomes an overcomer, where you yourself will give her the right to eat from the tree of life. Father, help all of us to overcome. This world is a difficult, dark, hard, tempting, distracting, devilish place. Help us to be overcomers, God, for your glory and our good, eternity forever. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you for keeping us as babes before you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister, go in the peace of Christ. Let us know if there's anything else that we can do to help you and encourage you in your faith. God is to be praised for what he's doing in your life. Bye-bye.